Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
My Bible, as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, on Sunday we started looking at something incredible. How you can turn defeat into victory with the presence and the power of God. And God is a God of suddenlies. Do you know that you could have been battling a sickness for years and years and years, and suddenly God can turn that thing around? I want to get your faith up. God wants your faith up. He wants your belief there. He wants you to start trusting and believing Him that everything that the devil means for your harm, He will turn it around to become one of your greatest victories. So join us right now as we pick up that service from Sunday and get your complete restoration, complete victory, and your miracle today. Get your suddenly.
Praise God. And listen, the thing that the devil attacks you with, let me tell you what happens with that, are the very things that God wants you and has planned to bless you with. He didn't send it to you, but He plans to bless you through it. That's why He says, all things work together for good to them that love God. Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to His purpose. I'm called. How about you? How many of you are called? Well, then that means everything is going to work out for your benefit. Come on, you've got to think about these things. Because listen, when an attack comes, don't see the attack, see the opportunity. And might not be comfortable. But if you got your faith, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and your emotions are under control,
come on now,
and you start doing what the Word of God said, yep, when you pray, believe, you receive, and you shall have it. Well, what's happening? Because I'm praying and I believe and I'm not seeing it. God's never wrong.
Never.
That means in the presence of your faith, in the presence of your faith is unbelief. There is unbelief present when you're not seeing. Because we've all got the faith, as I said. We were given a measure of faith. Amen. Hearing the Word of God comes by faith. Faith comes by that. How many of you heard the Word of God this year? Every Sunday and Wednesday. How many of you read the Bible? How many listen to TBN? How many of you read good books about God? So how much faith have you got? Right? And he says that much faith can change situations and cross mountains in the ocean. So we've got faith. It's not a case of I don't have faith. It's a case of there's a presence of unbelief. I don't believe what I believe. But that's on a Wednesday night. Come get that one. Amen? But let me tell you what. God will turn everything around for you. The devil made his biggest mistake with Jesus. The biggest mistake he ever made was when he came against Yeshua, the bread of life, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi. When he came against God, it was over. It was over. 1 Corinthians 2:8, in the Bible says, the devil would never have done what he did if he had known what the outcome would have been. It was a mystery. It was held as a mystery to him. Since then, the mystery is open to us. You know, next year is 2020, and God's been telling me we're going to have 2020 eyesight, not in the natural realm. He's talking in the spiritual realm. We're going to see things. You're going to see seers. I know my wife's going to be getting a lot of stuff in this coming year, but we're going to get it. He told me that yesterday. You're going to get a 2020 vision into the spiritual realm, and you're going to start to see and declare, see and decree, see and proclaim. And the Bible says in Job, you shall decree a thing and it will be established unto you. I'm telling you, the days of sitting back and waiting for things to happen are changed. We get up now, we take the offensive. We take the authority. We take our position. We're not beat up. We're not lost. We're not losers.
No.
Jesus came and changed all of that around. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was a loser, but now I'm a winner. I once was sick, but now I'm healed. I once was broke, but now I'm blessed. I once was sad, but now I'm joyful. He turned it, everything, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Everybody who comes into Christ becomes a brand new creation. All things, loser, sick, no money, fear, doubt, all things have passed away. Behold, all things become brand new. All things. So I went from loser to winner. I went from sinner to saint. Oh God. I went from unrighteous to righteous. I went from unholy to sanctified. We don't need anything. Oh my God. 1 Corinthians 2:8. Hallelujah, brother. You sing it, brother. You bring it. You bring it. You sing it. Yeah. I'm going to win the victory. Yeah, brother. You preach it, my brother. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I'm going to get maybe Canaan on the organ sounds one of these days. And every time I breathe, we'll go it. Yeah. We'll pull a TD Jakes on the crowd. Get ready, 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 get ready. God is about to change your situation. God is about to turn it around. God is about to give you a suddenly. God is about to, oh, you don't understand. You don't understand. God is in the house. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God in the house. Yeah, we are the winners. We are victorious. None of the princes of this world knew the mystery of the cross, for had they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So the devil, what he thought was his biggest victory, became his biggest defeat ever. Ever. It turned out to be the worst thing he could have ever done. And now anybody can get. Yeah, come on. Give the Lord a shout in the house. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Victory at the cross. Praise God. Think about this. Think about. Hold on, I just want to see the time. I want to have you out here by 3. Okay. Now. That's just for the visitors. The rest of you can go early. It's a joke. We've got food so we can stay. Remember, the Israelites now become slaves in Egypt. It wasn't that way in the beginning because Joseph was a great man. He became the second strong, most powerful man on the planet at the time in the known world to the Pharaoh. And Joseph got favor with that Pharaoh, but that Pharaoh died out, and all of Joseph's family and all the Israelites were put into slavery for 400 years. And then God gets hold of Moses and says to him, go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. So Moses goes to Pharaoh and says, hey, God says, let the people go. And Pharaoh says, oh, sure, okay, okay. He has the car keys. Let my people go. Of course, we want to go and worship, but we've got to take animals with as well. Oh, sure. With God's intervention, with the 10 miraculous things that God did, he will do anything to get his people victory. That wasn't the hatred of God that you saw. That was a love for his people. Because God is love. And love never fails. Is that right? And so when he saw his people going through what they were going through, and that was his love that got him. And he gave every opportunity, let them go. He has a warning. One plague. Will do it, won't do it, right? And after the 10th plague, they let them go. So now Israel are in a pretty bad position. They get to the Red Sea and they've got the chariots behind them coming. Pharaoh's coming, going to kill these guys. They got nowhere to go, nothing to do. What are we going to do? Have any of you in this place been in a situation like that? I mean, seriously, you got to have the money by tomorrow or say putting the locks on the door. You understand? And just so many different things, your children, the addiction, whatever it is, you've been at that place where you say, I don't know what else to do. I can't do anymore. You know, that's not a bad place to be. So if you're there right now, say, praise God, I'm in position for maximum progress. When you're sitting down there in serious trouble, you're in a position to grow like you have never grown before and see the hand of God. I'm telling you, we're talking about God. Come on. We're talking about God who created absolutely everything. We're talking about God. Goodness. Sweet Lord. And so you might be facing, you have to have the money now. You got to have it today. Or the divorce seems inevitable. I know people that did separate for 3 years. In fact, Dr. Rick, and he tells it. 3 years separated, came back together and got a great marriage. I'm telling you, you can change things around. The doctors told you it's incurable. That's a pretty bad place to be. Phone hospice. We've reached, we can't do any more. When a man says, I can't do any more to help you, he's not lying. He's telling you the truth. But what that means, it doesn't mean that there's no more that can be done. It just means he can't do any more. Right? The scientists and the doctors and all these people, they can't do any more. The psychiatrist and the bank manager, all these, they can't do any more. But there is somebody who can do a lot, lot more. And you've got to get to that place where you believe him over them. Come on. Come on. There's nothing. Listen, there is no incurable disease if you're a child of God. Because if you're telling me it's incurable, you're saying God can't heal it. Now, you might know someone that died from incurable diseases and that. Don't go by experience. Go by the word of God. Please go by the word of God. I don't know what happened to your relatives or family members, whoever. I had in my family as well. My mother, heart attack. My father, hardening of the arteries, 62 years of age, died. My mother, 64, died. My brother, 62, one heart attack taken out. My sister, 40-something, got cancer and died. So I'm not talking about, I'm talking about what I know. I know that I know that I know that have I not known the word of God the way I do now, I would have been one of those statistics. I have no doubt, because my mother's family, 11 children in her family, we were 6 and our parents 8, but 11 children, and every one of those in her family died from heart attack. Every last one. What do you think the devil tries to tell me the minute you feel a little jerk somewhere? What do you think he comes with? It's your heart. But you know what? I gave up that bloodline. I gave up that bloodline. Yeah. I gave up my family tree, which was full of nuts, and I got into the tree of Christ. Yeah. If I had to go with the DNA from my family, I would have been dead. But I changed. I switched. God said, I'm giving you a new bloodline. I'm giving you a new family tree. And there's nothing contaminated in that line. There is nothing wrong in that bloodline. It is perfectly pure. Yeah. And you may think that I'm crazy, but you know what? It's worked for me. It's too late to tell me you can't swim in that pool. There's no water. I've already done 1,000 laps.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her Bible study on the book of Galatians. We all desire God's love and to be right with Him. While we may try to earn that love or achieve perfection, the truth is there's nothing we can do to achieve it. But there is one answer God has given us, His grace. God wants us to experience His freedom in every area of life. And on today's program, Joyce will show us through the book of Galatians how we can exchange our trying for trusting and relying.